Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, "These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works and your labor and your patience, and how you can't stand those who are evil. And you've tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars, and have carried and have had patience, and for my name's sake have labored and haven't fainted. However, I have somewhat against you, because you've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you've fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life that is in the middle of the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and aren't, but are the synagogue of Satan. Don't fear any of the things that you'll suffer. See, the devil shall throw some of you into prison so that you'll be tested, and you'll have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes won't be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of a church in Pergamos write, These things says he that has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works and where you live, where Satan's seat is, and you hold tightly my name, and haven't denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to throw a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. So do you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, a thing I hate. Repent, or else I'll come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I'll give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written that no man knows except he that receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and love, and service, and faith, and your patience, and your works, the last more than the first. But I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her fornication, and she didn't repent. See, I will throw her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the reins and hearts, and I will give to each of you according to your works. But to you, I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as don't have this doctrine, and who haven't known what they call the depths of Satan, I will put on you no other burden. But what you have already, hold tightly until I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I'll give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. They'll be broken to pieces like a potter's pottery, like I receive from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."